the same thing, say sure and unsure, easy and...
Just a little worried a little bit.
And if you're scared of something, you might say you were...
Afraid.
Okay. And if somebody, if you have a little child that, was afraid of the water, and now she's not, you might say, and you can tell somebody that she was before, you might say she
has been in the water.
Okay, but you're talking about her being afraid of it, and she's not now, you might say.
She used to be afraid of water, but no more.
Okay, and somebody that was never afraid of it, but is now, you might say
she got scared of the water.
You might say, well, last year she...
Last year she wasn't scared of it.
Okay. And this child used to be afraid of it, and this child, this other one that wasn't afraid of it.
She just showed her where they're to not be afraid, okay, to venture on in.
I don't know if you're going to say one used to be and one and the other. You're talking about used to be. This one used to be and this one...
Didn't, no. This one wasn't afraid of water.
And if someone is, you don't trust him to use machines and stuff, you know, you'd say he might get hurt because he's kind of...
Dangerous.
Okay, and I don't want him using that because he's not careful, he's...
He's too careless.
And if something strange, you know, a person or something happening and it's strange, you know, it's just not usual, you might say it was...
That was an unusual thing.
Okay. If something's really strange, you might say it's...
That was awful. That was terrible.
And if a person just acts really weird, I mean, you know, you just can't figure them out because they just act so strange, you might say he acts kind of...
Has strange ways.
How about this word?
Quiet.
Would you say that about a person?
What was the question?
How would you use that word?
Well, I think it's just it got curious ways.
And so
see, that says queer, but you wouldn't speak of saying anybody was queer. You would say they had curious ways.
Okay. And if someone gets offended easy, you know, I mean, you might not mean to say anything personal or anything, but they just take offense real easy, you might say they were...
Easy offended.
And what's another way to describe them? Would you call them touchy?
Easy touch.
Okay. And if someone is a little bit mad, they're not real mad, they might say they were...
Not satisfied.
Okay. You know, if they were a little bit mad, if they got mad and turned around and yelled, you might say they were...
Oh, they are mad now.
Instead of mad, you might say you got... Just another word. If you were to say he got mad, you'd say he got...
Got upset.
Alright, or...
Got offended.
Would you say angry?
He's very angry.
Okay. And